1, 2, 3.
Hi, welcome to JW's Brainwaves. We're coming to you live from Freeport, Bahamas. This is after our hiatus, and we're coming back this season with some new and interesting topics and also some new and interesting locations. And today we're here on the beach, on the beautiful beach in Freeport, and we have a guest with us today. But before I introduce our guest, I want to reintroduce ourselves. I'm Shirley Brooks, and we have our sidekick,
Jessica Brooks.
And we also have a guest today. His name is BJ Vivarette, and he's going to come on, and he's going to talk about some of the things that happened with him while growing up and having concussions. So without further ado, I'd like to introduce BJ Vivarette. And BJ is going to tell us a little bit about his first memories of having concussions and some of the things that he may have felt or experienced while having those concussions.
Okay, we're live. All right, so like I said, if concussions, if they are seeing stars, it was like every other day. And it wasn't a thing, especially back in the day when I first started playing. It was like, suck it up, you know, whatever. Yeah. You see stars, you'll get it next time. Look, yeah, that's part of the game. So that was one thing. And then as I got older, I'll say my biggest one, I remember playing football, and I hit a guy kind of head on. And
But wait a minute, tell us where you played, because this guy, he might be listening in.
Right, yeah. So, yeah, I know. Look, I can tell
you
exactly.
Feel free to apologize, yeah. Too. Let me stop, just kidding.
We're at Wayne State. I played at Wayne State University. We're at Wayne State. We're playing Ashland. Ashland's Ohio. And he was the punter. He was a fake punt, real big guy, probably like 240 or something like that. I was only like 205, and we kind of went head on.
And
I remember, not even bells. I just remember I came down, and then I tried to stand up real fast, and I stood up, and then my legs didn't want to work, and I fell back down. And one of my teammates grabs me, and he helps me. He walks me to the sideline, and it wasn't like no one stopped the game. It wasn't honestly, I don't think a lot of people saw it, like, because I jumped up so fast and he picked me up so quick. It kind of like, I don't think anybody was really paying attention to see it, and I wasn't like, you know, falling. I just, he just like pulled me to the sideline. We're good. And I remember, I don't remember it being in black and white, but I remember a moment where all of a sudden it was like, wow, it's color again. I don't remember seeing it and being like, oh, this is weird. But I remember all of a sudden it was like a light switch came on, and I'm like, oh, it's bright out here. And that was, and I finished the game in that one. I don't think I sat out of play during that.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Wow. That's like kind of scary a bit. Like, not to actually like know what's going on, but then like having to switch right back immediately to back to the norm, or you know what you were originally doing. It's like, whoa, this moment of limbo happened. This moment of limbo happened, and you have to bounce right back.
Oh, absolutely. It was like I said, it was like my shoe fell off, and I got to put my shoe back on and keep going. It wasn't, you know, there was no.
No coaches came over, no medical personnel came over.
And that's I think it happened so fast. I don't think anybody realized it, and I didn't. And
didn't realize what was happening.
Yeah, I didn't realize. I didn't know it was a concussion. I was just like, I got my legs. And then, like I said, the switch happened, and I told my friends. I was like, oh, it's bright out here, ain't it? I was like, I just remember the feeling of being in a dark room, and all of a sudden now it's light out. And
right.
You know.
Was that a night game or was that a day game?
It was a noon game, and I just remember like it was all in here, but it was dark, and I don't remember seeing it as dark, but I remember seeing it as, okay, now it's bright out, and now it's the, you know, this is like I'm good now, but then there was, you know,
it was a brief moment of what the heck.
And I'm saying it was probably 2 minutes.
But anytime you pass out and, you know, or lose time.
Yeah.
You know, that's not good. So now in retrospect, now let's say you have a son that's out there playing football. He gets hit like that.
You know, that's the question a lot of people ask. I don't know if I want. I got a nephew.
Yeah.
6 years old. I don't know if I want him to play football. I loved it. I love what it provided for me.
Mm-hmm.
But
But knowing the things that you know now,
yeah, right. Knowing and knowing what
some
I
of the things that could possibly happen to a person.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, how do you feel about that?
You were lucky because you didn't have any long-lasting effects.
Right. Oh, absolutely.
That you know of from that.
Or do you have long-lasting effects? That's a better question, to be honest.
Well, I say probably when I was playing, there was a time that if I was sitting down, mm-hmm. and if I stood up, not fast, but if I just, you know, I'd be laying in the bed, waking up and taking a nap, and mm-hmm. I would stand up, and I would stand up, and all of a sudden the room would just spin, mm-hmm. and I would just kind of have to balance myself,
yep.
for like, you know, 10 or 15 seconds, and all of a sudden I'd be like, okay, it's right. And that happened, that was probably a 6-month period where just about, you know, every day I would get one of those dizzy spells, and I went to see the doctor and stuff then.
Right.
And, I mean, but at that, like, at least when I played, there was the concussion protocol wasn't like, there's no healing of it. It's just a management more
right.
so. So, you know, me, it was, they were just like, they were just trying to, I was taking like, you know, tests and stuff just to see where my mind was. Not, I don't know if there is now, but there was no like, oh, well, here's this that you can do to
help out,
to help it get better.
Well, thankfully now I can like attest to that. They do have different protocols and treatments that are helpful with that. Like, most with my experience, when I was having the dizzy spells, they sent me to vestibular therapy, and I'm actually still doing that now, and they actually help out with those dizzy spells. It's like they get you more comfortable and accustomed to the dizziness, so you can tolerate it much better. Mm-hmm. So when you're standing up, when you're standing up and you have that spinning room, like sometimes it can contribute, like that can happen because of your vision too. So when you're smacked in the head, your ocular nerve is affected because that goes right, it kind of crosses from your eyes and it goes straight back and it sits like right here. And sometimes when you're getting knocked either forward and back or side to side, that is affected. So they do eye training as well to help you with that. So even with me again, when I look from right to left or left to right, one of my eyes, it's delayed. So okay. that causes the dizziness mm-hmm. for me. So, I mean, there are things that are out there now that are more helpful. But what year were you playing football?
Yeah, that was probably in like 2011. They were just like, yeah, it was maybe before that. It
yeah.
was like, yeah, like, you know, we're going to, they were, everything was, it was just a baseline test. They were just trying to see where I was at. It was no, you know, treatment to get better. It was just kind of a management kind of thing.
Yeah. And even with that, the time of year when you do get concussions or you do get hit in the head and you're going back and forth, that makes a difference too, because there weren't any significant gains as far as research until after 2013.
Okay.
So anything before that, you may not have gotten exactly what you needed to like kind of catapult you forward. But you got lucky again, and you're definitely a sign of hope, because now you're fully engaged back into community and
absolutely.
Into society, and you're doing your thing, and you're one of the top, you know, police officers in your town. So
I like to think so.
Yeah. That's yeah. awesome.
Yeah, but
did you hear? Oh, sorry.
I'm sorry, but at this point in time, again, like you said, this happened roughly back in 2011. But at this point in time, I'm sorry, I'm smacking a bee out the way. you don't see any type of repercussions or any lasting effects or anything that you, in your opinion, could possibly hinder you or just hinder your job performance.
I think I'm already, look, I am who I am. I'm I may be a little off. It's not my fault, it's my dad's. It's his fault I am where I am. But I think I'm pretty good. I do fear, like, the CTE. That's a huge thing.
Yeah.
That everyone talks about. But I don't feel like I have any effects of it, you know, as of right now. So
I mean, yet again, you know, we have to say that he's, how many years are you in your job now?
Yeah, about four or five years.
He's 4 or 5, so he's already a success story in itself, you know? Right. Like, he's already fully cooperating with the rules and protocols of his job, and he's quite successful in it, you know?
Right.
So.
But because there is such, because the research is really just kind of kicked up a notch recently, we still don't know a lot of long-term or lasting effects, or if some of those effects could come circle back around.
Yeah, that's one thing.
I mean, you could probably even get like a light tap in the head, which could just set you back. you know, hopefully that's not the case.
Hopefully that, like, knock on wood, that never happens.
Really,
you
we're
know?
Praying that you fully recovered, and there's definitely no effects. But those are some of the possibilities, the things that we need to think about as a society, you know, because in one of our upcoming sessions, we're going to actually, you know, discuss, you know,
returning back to the workplace.
Returning back to the workplace, you know, having a concussion, having a brain injury, and returning, getting back into the workplace, and how that affects your performance, how and what, you know, employers think.
Actually, I have a quick question for you. So, this one is actually not specifically for you, but for others. If you think that you've had a brain injury or CTE or something like that, do you recommend them saying, "Hey, I had a head injury," during the interview?
Oh,
I mean,
look, I'll say it.
Especially in your.
But I would say, for me, it outside of that, it didn't affect me.
Right.
I think if you had something that really, you know, like. I don't think mine was. I don't think mine was enough that I would be like, oh, like, this is something I need to disclose. If you have something that's seriously, that at some point you weren't able to, you know, function. That's something I think you should disclose.
So let's say somebody applied for a position, you know, where you work, they had a brain injury. How would you feel if someone come up to you and says, you know, this is going to be your new partner that has had a brain injury, or that's recently recovered from a brain injury? Are they capable? Are you going to look at them sideways? Are you going to, you know, embrace them fully and say, "Hey, since the doctor's cleared it, I'm good with that. That's good enough for me."
I think just like anything else, I ask, can you do the job?
Yeah.
If you can do the job,
yeah.
If we don't have to, you know. If I have to change out the way that I'm doing something, if all of a sudden I have to, it's a 50-50, and I got to push 70 so you can get there, then we can't work.
Right.
But if you can bring to the table
your best 50,
right, then we can work.
Yeah.
If you're capable, that's all I ask.
Okay, sounds good.
I mean, that's a little discriminatory, whatever that word is. You know, if you're like, oh, you got a brain injury,
but this is his personal feeling, so he's allowed to feel that. Whether or not he acts on it in that particular way in his job position is one thing, but the fact that you're allowed to have your own feelings about a subject.
Yeah, but so, I agree with him, though. Like, if you're capable.
And the type of work that he does, everybody needs to bring their A game to the job every day.
That's true.
You can't have anybody slacking.
I think it's just like, you know, diabetes or something. You got to take a shot. You know,
insulin.
You gotta take your insulin, or you know, any kind of you know, disease or illness. You gotta take your medication. Take your medication. You know, you got this. Worry about this. But once we you know, get in that car, and once we take a call, now we gotta be here.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because they don't care.
Mm-hmm. Right.
It's all about what you can do right now. You know, and if you can do it, that's all I ask.
Yeah.
And that's why I say, you know, black, white, or purple. If you can do the job, we can work together.
It kind of reminds me of that Will Smith movie, that, like, you know, private movie that they had on Netflix.
Bright.
Yes, where it was like, you know, they were going from, like, different backgrounds and stuff like that, and it was just like, you know, kind of spinning off like racism, that kind
it was
of a
like,
thing.
It was the they had orcs and
yes,
whatever.
Orcs.
And he's the first orc police officer
to make it like into the. I don't know what that's called. I don't want to say. What's the group name of you guys? Like,
the
police
force?
Department? The force.
The force. Yeah.
And, you know, some of them gave him the side eye, but then others, you know, well, his partner had to learn about him, and, you know, they joined forces, and now they're partners for life.
That's the thing. You my partner. We don't have to be friends.
Yeah.
It's just a coworker, but we got to be able to do the job.
Mm-hmm.
And if we can do the job, then we can work together. I have no issue with you.
Yeah.
Once I have to help out, and I can't, you know, that's they, you know, talking about people with back injuries. Back injuries is another big thing too.
Mm-hmm.
If you have a back injury, that can, you know, that's something that can over time hurt you and stuff like that. But if you can do the job right now, we're fine.
Yeah.
If all of a sudden that back start acting up, and now I can't go in because my back hurt. You go in and I wait for backup. No, that's not now we can't work together.
Right.
If you can do the job,
we're good.
Yeah, we're good.
And I feel like a lot of people know, and there are a lot of people who have brain injuries that are honest with themselves, and they're like, "Hey, I can do X, Y, and Z, but you know, I may not be able to do A, B, and C. And I feel like once you set that tone and you're kind of honest with yourself, you'll know what job to try to target to get into to be successful.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, like, it's all about being honest with yourself so you can have your best self for the world.
Absolutely. You know, just because, like I said, a back injury. If you got a back injury, you can't work at UPS because you got to lift stuff up. Mm-hmm. But you can be an accountant.
Right.
Because all you're doing is this, you know. It's all about, you know, which working inside of your comfort zone, inside of what you can do.
Mm-hmm. Staying in your lane.
Yeah, stand in your lane. Exactly.
Yeah. That's cool.
Yeah.
So I have a question for you, back to your football days. So what was the craziest hit, or have you seen some instances where it was just like, oh, for not a shadow of a doubt, this person right here probably walked away with a head injury? Do you recall any moments like that? Maybe if it was from someone from the opposite team, or
even your own teammates.
I did have a friend who, I don't know as far as the head injury went, but he, on the field, he like broke his neck.
Oh wow!
And that was in the middle of a game, and it just, I mean, obviously the life in the stadium just dies, and at that point it's not about football.
This right, it's like, about his health.
Yeah, we want to make sure he's okay. And it was crazy because once again we don't stop the game. You know, we had
make
a 20-minute intermission trying to figure him out, but after that we have to keep playing, and that was a very
surreal type.
Yeah, a surreal experience because you just. And it's
you're that, right next
yeah,
to
you
this
just,
person.
You just saw it.
Yeah.
And like I said, I wasn't on the field at that point. Like, I was just watching. But then now, all right, well, we got to get back. You got to get back on the field.
Right. But then that's also in the back of your mind.
Absolutely.
That could possibly happen to me next.
Oh, absolutely. And you know, you try not to let it affect you. But, of course, that's your thought that, because especially, you know, it's so different when you when you see it on TV, but when you're there and live in a moment, then it's like, oh, like, wow.
And you're only a few feet away from these people.
Yeah.
That's crazy. So what was something that, like, was a driving force after that mission? I mean, well, not mission, but after that play, you know? What, you know, gave you peace of mind to continue to go on? What were you thinking?
Well, I say luckily for my friend, he's 100% healed now. I can't say what he is. But he can, you know, he's functioning and he has a job and he can run around. And he can do backflips again.
Good.
So one of the things that he was able after the accident, even though he was in, you know, the brace and everything, he was able to, you know, tell I was right there. He was able to say, you know, I'm okay and stuff like that. So he was able to talk to us. So that kind of helped us, and that kind of, you know, brought us together. And
yeah.
It was like we
refocused your attention back into the game.
Awesome.
At that point.
I say if something really happened, I don't know if I would have been able to concentrate at that point. If you know.
Mm. Wow. Well, thank you for coming on to the show, man. These stories.
Thank you for flying me out here. You know, it's great.
No problem.
If you want to be a guest, they'll free ride.
Really? Hey, our budget calls for it.
Oh, look, they bring free drinks. It's great. The budget,
you're right.
The budget's huge. All right. Don't believe all the stuff. They flew me out here just for this.
That's right. Well, you enjoy that 5-star hotel and that expense card that we gave you.
I will. Room service is lacking.
It's lacking. Oh, man.
They're just too slow.
Well,
it took them 10 minutes to bring up a lobster. I don't understand.
What? I'm going to get on the phone when we're done.
I'm writing a letter.
Remind me to call Atlantis.
Yes. We are writing a letter to Atlantis.
I appreciate it.
Just kidding.
But thank you so much for coming in
and sharing your stories.
We appreciate it.
Yeah, it's,
and because we didn't say, these are my cousins. This is family. Family. I love them.
I don't know him. I don't know her either. No, but it's always a good thing when you can kind of share your story and you can kind of connect with people who've been through similar stories, like
experiences,
and then you kind of see them on the other side. You know, we have a lot of moments where we don't see people on the other side. We see a lot of people who are kind of going through the journey with us alongside. So it's like good to meet and see other people who are thriving and who are back into society and who are doing their things, and you're helping society, you know?
Right.
So it's like, it's just a breath of fresh air to just know, like, hey, if he could do it, I could do it too.
Really. And we do, you know, occasionally bring in the caregivers for these people who've had these incidents. But I think your caregiver is probably,
I think, or his caregiver.
But next time we'll get the caregiver's perspective
on everything.
Or the one who's being given the care.
But thank you guys for tuning in. Feel free to watch us on Facebook Live. Feel free to listen to us on Pocket Podcast, Google Play, Spotify. There's a whole
Facebook Live,
Instagram Live. Follow us on Instagram, JW's Brainwaves. Follow our organization, which is Jazara's Way. If you guys like what you see, you hear these stories, you feel connected, please feel free to donate. You can donate at www.jazarasway.org so we can continue to do these things and continue to do all of our other initiatives, even our back to school drives. We have that coming up September 9th. Also, we have our scholarship program, Our Destiny, that supports individuals that have been affected by brain injuries, also their caregivers, athletes, and general students that are looking to go into STEM programs.
Yeah. And stay tuned for more information about our upcoming golf fundraising at Heron Glen Golf Club.
Yes,
and
yes,
the basketball
yes.
4-on-4.
Yes, that is our back-to-school supply drive.
Back-to-school supply drive,
mm-hmm. Yes. All right, well, thank you guys for listening in, and hopefully we talk to you guys soon.